One more piece of business.
Yes.
Again, I wanted stressed that no one here, no one who has appeared on this program today has been told what to say. Has been directed.
I was told.
Except you. Except you. Secondly, I wanted to get to the matter of policy that will become effective as of today. Enough time and space has been given to programmers to freely express their opinions and to demonstrate their capabilities and their capacities for responsible broadcasting. Many have gone way beyond the bounds. Mm-hmm. In any event, as of today, and I will be issuing a memo to every programmer here, it will not be tolerated, the discussion of internal matters on the air. That simply will not happen as of today. And it is because, as Jose said, we have much more work to do that is placed outside of the station, and that places us again within the context of our historical function, which is to report the issues of the day that matter to the listeners. And I know many people would say, well, in discussing personnel matters and intimate details of staff meetings and other policy decisions that are taken here in confidence on the air is somehow a tribute to the matter of free speech and so forth. But we take a look at the connection between so-called free speech and the militarization of a certain sector of our listeners, the attack and invasion of the law offices of a member of the board of directors yesterday, not at all unconnected to the climate created on the airwaves. In fact, it was on this station as well that the demonstrations were announced to assemble and so forth. I'm not suggesting that anyone mobilized anyone to do this, but there is a connection, and we have to be clear and careful now about our role as programmers. So I'm saying this almost as an official edict, if you will, that as of today, as of the end of this program, I will not tolerate the discussion of intimate details or of station matters on the air, nor will I permit anyone to engage in vitriol and in character assassination or unseemly broadcasting. It simply will not be tolerated as of today.
You know, and keeping with that, Eucharist, I think we ought to really be clear, both as staff and the listeners we're going to be talking to, that given the American political climate, we are indeed one of the vanguards of the resistance movement that will necessarily develop in this country.
One would hope so, yes.
Absolutely, and I think we have to take that as a current mission. We have to have a sense that some people will call that call themselves the loyal opposition. There may be all sorts of layers to this, but in fact we have to see clearly that our work is in dealing with the political and social situations that affect the lives of our listeners every day, bringing them information, letting people understand what moves politically and socially, what kind of organization and mobilization has to take place. That is the task that we have in front of us, and I hope people understand. If they've been reading the papers yesterday and today, see what the initiatives of this administration already are. Mm-hmm. You look at the abortion issue, look at the new education policy, and you see that we have work to do. Mm-hmm. And that work ought to commence immediately.
The chairperson of the local advisory board was expected to join us. She, I guess, will be calling us in at a particular time. She has been called in on an emergency meeting, and she will be connecting with us by phone. But in the meantime, we'll take your calls here at, I'm sorry, once again. I keep regressing. I have to behave.
It's a habit, isn't it?
Right? The phone number here at WBAI is area code 212. Of course, 209.
Ginkgo biloba is all I have to say to you. I took my vitamins, my ginkgo biloba, and my vitamins.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot. Okay, 209-2900 is our phone line here.
Okay.
It's 8:31, incidentally. We're moving on toward the hour.
Let the fun begin.
Okay, Clayton, before we go to the listeners, I'd like to say a special warm good morning to my sister friend Edwina, who is a listener. a long-time listener of the station. Right. Hi, Mom. Right. And a hello to my brother Lonnie, who has been listening for years.
I want to talk to my relatives in Rochelle Park. All right.
Represent, acknowledge the people you love.
Thank you. Okay.